Hey kids, this is Das Mark Show, and you're listening to...
You're listening to Taliban Go Home. I mean, tell the band to go home. Taliban Go Home.
Taliban Go Home.
Taliban Go Home. Hey everybody, you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home. UFM FM 101.1.
Five.
Whatever. Hey everybody, you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home.
On 101.5 UM FM. Uh-huh.
Surrounded by steel and fake wood paneling, mirrors on the ceiling, digits on the door. We're going up slow, taking our time. Room service selling ourselves by the floor. We're spinning the promo wheel and playing the slots. We covered more ground, stuck a here in this box. Give us a business card.
Send us an email.
Well, I remember the name, 'cause the face ain't so hot. Do you think that you'd like to go anywhere with us? You can leave anytime. Do you think that you'd like to be anyone different? Just pick a new floor and change on out of this time. Elevator music, it's lyrical freight. There's a pound restriction and a 4-minute wait. Plan to come early and pay to stay late. You can take the stairs if you wanna complain. Closed party and the air is thin. The further we go, the more we begin again. We press all the right buttons, you stay for a song. But when we hit your number, we turn and you're gone. If you stay long enough, you'll end up on top. We're not looking for love, just a song we can shop. In this hotel hall of shame, the showcase shaft, it's a vertical river and we're on the raft. Well, do you think that you'd like to go anywhere with us? You can leave anytime. Well, do you think that you'd like to be anyone different? Just pick a new floor and change on out of this time. Elevator music, it's lyrical freight. There's a pound restriction and a 4-minute wait. Plan to come early and pay to stay late. You can take the stairs if you wanna complain.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff. I'm here for the next couple of hours. Hopefully you are too. Thanks for joining us. I'm not here live in the studio today. I'm pre-recording live from the comfort of my living room. I'm on the MS bike tour today. Hopefully I'm home by now, but earlier today, or maybe I haven't lived this long. I don't know. Maybe you're hearing this show posthumously because I'm expected to ride almost 200 kilometers on my bike. And I'm not sure I can survive that. But so if you're listening to this posthumously, I hope it'll be a nice memory of me from when I was alive. Is that morbid? Should I? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, well, that's what we do here on the show. We do it well. We started off with a band called the Dust Poets and saw them on Thursday night. Hopefully they're not the last live band I ever see. But if they are, then they were great. Saw them at the Academy Bar and Eatery on Thursday night playing a birthday party. They're coming back in November for a more public show, I guess. Hopefully at the West End. We'll be telling you about that because I saw them and I thought, holy cow, they're pretty good. I haven't seen them for a while. We played something called Elevator Music from their latest record, Lovesick Town. And that song is sort of about the time that they went down to a Folk Alliance conference, one of these big industry conferences, and they didn't have a showcase to show all the bigwigs their stuff, so they just set up in an elevator and played as the elevator went up and down for all the folks, and sort of got some attention that way. But they're pretty clever, those guys, so there's something from the Dust Poets, and check them out if you haven't already. Some new music this week that I'm really excited about. Actually, pretty much every day this week I got brand new music, and a lot of good stuff, so we're going to play some of that for you. First of all, the most exciting one for me, it's been about 6 years, I think, since this guy put out a record, and even longer than that since he actually talked to me, I think. But his name is Paul McLeod. He's from Ontario, and he's pretty fantastic. He's got a brand new record called Bright Eyes Fade, and the folks at Busted Flat Records were kind enough to send us a copy. And Paul McLeod, in case you didn't know, is sort of the inspiration for our show. His first album is called Tell the Band to Go Home. And so, of course, we got to play something off of that. It's our duty here. But first, something from his brand new record. This is brand new from Paul McLeod, Bright Eyes Fade. It's a song not quite about a bicycle, although he does ride his bike everywhere, apparently. Apparently, he doesn't drive. He just rides his bike everywhere, which is why he never tours. But this one's about riding a moped, which he'll have to do. It's called Cienfuegos. It's brand new from Paul McLeod on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Called Giants. Out a crude savior where our apologies are long overdue, and it seems they're never going to come out of abuse and deceit. It takes all that I can take to make sure that nothing changes. This is the first step to being happy, and make sure that we've got more. This is the next step, thus the proof. We won't stop at one, won't stop at two, won't stop at anything. We won't stop at one, won't stop at two, won't stop at anything. As for the whole thing, we're even smaller than you'd think. Yet on our own plane, we're giants building statues of ourselves. Or shouldn't we be ashamed? Or shouldn't we be erased? It takes all that I can take to make sure that nothing changes. This the first step to being happy, and make sure that we've got more. This the next step, thus the proof. We won't stop at one, won't stop at two, won't stop at anything. We won't stop at one, won't stop at two, won't stop at anything. We won't stop at one, won't stop at two, won't stop at one. Listen, Mary, don't you tell me everything's a lie. I've been here for 7 years, and since the last July, nothing's going right for me, and sometimes I think I'd rather die. Listen, Mary, everybody's saying that it's true. I got so far into this, I wound up here with you. Now this might all sound stupid, but I swear that I could hear you laughing too. I don't say nothing I don't know, or you couldn't ask for a better friend. I don't want anything but for something to go right. With all this time I've given, listen, Mary, don't you tell me everything's a lie. I've been here for 7 years, and since the last July, nothing's going right for me, and sometimes I think I'd rather die.
tell me everything's a lie. I've been here for 7 years, and since the last July, nothing's going right for me, and sometimes I think I'd rather die. Or sometimes I wish that I could die. Or sometimes I think I'd rather die.
Hi, this is Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Do you even care what it's like to sit and listen to you? All the shit you talk, all the anger I'm through. It won't be too soon before I ever see you again. You know too much for me, and even too much is true. Oh, if you knew just a bit, it might explain the state of you. It won't be too soon before I ever see you. Make him
coming home.
The talented Paul McLeod there from Waterloo, Ontario. He's a bit of a weird dude. You know, he's from Waterloo, Ontario, and he sings in a heavily accented British accent. And he wears this weird little hat. I don't know if you've ever seen him, but he wears a weird hat. So there you go. Something brand new there. Annalisa from his record Bright Eyes Fade, and a fine record at that. Before that, something he recorded with the Skydiggers back when he was playing with that band from their Bittersweet Harmony record. We heard See You Again from his first full-length record, Close and Play, produced by Hoxley Workman. We heard a song, the title of which suddenly escapes me. It was called Listen Mary, and a fine song. And something from Tell the Band to Go Home. We heard Giants, and we started it off with Cienfuegos from the new Paul McLeod record. And we'll just play one off this new record, and then we'll delve deeper into something else after a short break. So we're going to take a break. But first, something new from a great tribute record, which just came out on the Stony Plain Music label, and a fine label. It is a great CD. It's for one of Canada's finest songwriters, Ian Tyson. It's called The Gift. And we got to play his classic, his big hit, his one that most people know. I love this song, and who could do a better job of it than Blue Rodeo, darn it. So from the new album, The Gift, tribute to Ian Tyson, here's Blue Rodeo doing Four Strong Winds on Tell the Band to Go Home.
There's good there in the fall. Got some friends that I could go to work in for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I asked you one more time.